Hi, this is Zach Church, news writer for SearchCIOMidMarket.com. Today on the line we have George Bach, Vice President of IT at Soul Technology. George, how are you today?
Great, Zach. Great to be with you.
Can you tell me a little bit about Soul Technology, what your company is and what you do?
Sure. Soul Technology is the $200 million action sports footwear and apparel company. We have product being sold in over 70 countries worldwide, global headquarters here in Lake Forest, California, European headquarters in Amsterdam.
And when we talk about action sports, we're talking about skateboarding and snowboarding, and those are the two major ones?
Yes. Our founder was an ex-world champ skateboarder, Pierre-André Saint-Auger. So we are 100% a skate company that embodies and embraces the skate culture. But also we also work with snowboarding. We have a very big, prominent place with one of our brands in snowboarding, surf culture, the surf marketplace, as well as motocross, BMX, and basically the X Games type of sports.
Well, you talked about sort of being a company involved with the skate, the snowboard culture, the X Games type of sports. I think we know that those cultures have a corporate responsibility sort of feel to them a lot. And that's something that Soul Technology has been involved with, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Really, we've been embarking on becoming more and more of a green company since roughly 2000. Our CEO, Pierre, is very, very active and certainly has a big passion for, you know, helping keep the world and our planet green. You know, so with that, we have a very active executive group, very active owner. We've got initiatives that are being built around our whole green strategy as it relates to our entire company. We've got a dedicated resource that joined us roughly a little over a year ago, who his main job is managing our environmental affairs. We actually have completed a carbon footprint globally already, which measures everything from the power consumption that we have to how much water is being used from our factories and in our apparel segment. So it's something that we believe. It's something that we certainly have embraced as a company, and our ultimate goal is going to be carbon neutral by 2020.
Now, when we move into your department and into the IT department, what are some of the things that you've been doing in there? Actually, before you answer that, how long have you been with the company?
I've been with Soltech for 3.5 years now. I joined in 2004.
Okay. And so since coming on board, what sort of things have you been able to do as far as green work or energy efficiency in the IT department?
Well, I would say that we started off pretty small in many ways. A large part of my starting point of my job was just sort of getting the house in order. But, you know, as we progressed, especially last year, and sort of sped things up, we are taking the recycling of our equipment, printer cartridges, toner, monitors, very seriously, and it's all everything and anything that is no longer used. Is one of two things happens with it. We donate it, we put it to use somewhere else, or a majority of it goes through vendors that recycle it. And then, you know, we're also following up to make sure that those vendors are actually recycling that equipment and not having it end up in a dump somewhere.
Have you had a situation where you found that it has ended up in a dump somewhere?
Not yet. Not yet. I'd say we're just starting to evaluate that a little bit harder. So I hope we don't find that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, to this point, we have not.
How do you track something like that?
Well, you have to do a little digging, you know, certainly snooping around, making sure that you're creating agreements with your recycling partners where you can to have them commit to the fact that they're actually, you know, grinding up all the parts and it's ending up as, you know, product that can be put back into the system and end up in a sofa or something. You know, and I think you have to have frequent reviews with those partners. You can't just assume that what people say they're going to do gets done. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, that's just the world we live in.
How about anything data center oriented that you've been working on?
Sure. Well, just recently, started last year, we started evaluating new chipsets for our machinery. We also started the evaluation process of blade technology. So I am happy to say that we've got our first blade chassis installed, which has replaced roughly 12 servers. So the strictly the space, the power consumption, the administrative overhead, but then also the amount of time and effort it takes for producing backups, the amount of energy it takes to keep those blades cool is starting to pay off. And what we're doing actually right now, and have been doing for a little bit, is using some benchmarks to say this is where we were pre-blade servers and this is where we are post-blade servers. And that's really going to establish some key metrics for us over time to say how well we're doing as we migrate into additional chassis for blades and replace some of that older equipment. Some of the other things, too, that we've been able to take advantage of, not necessarily in the data center, but we've just done a PC refresh and laptop refresh at the end of last year. So every one of those machines is coming with new vPro tech or chipsets that really, if I remember correctly, is lowering our necessary power consumption on just those machines by 30%. You know, so the day-to-day usage, the data center usage, you know, certainly something that we're benchmarking, and we use a product, our complements of our Blue Bin Brigade, called the Kilowatt, where you know you're basically plugging those machines into or through this little Kilowatt piece of hardware, and it you know, gives you some metrics that you can start then building from. So I think some of the newer technologies, too, that are out there, whether it be Microsoft products or other products, you know, really allow you to start to suck up some of that information coming out of those machines so you can, you know, really generate some data and some reporting and mine it to see exactly what you're doing.
And you mentioned Microsoft products. I know you have been involved with some work with Microsoft concerning one of their ERP systems. Tell me a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, we're a Dynamics AX ERP system customer. And so because of our green initiatives and you know, really environmentally aware organization, Microsoft has basically asked us to help participate in the features, functionality, design of a new module that they're putting in as core technology into their Dynamics ERP products. You know, that's something that they've actually are going to be releasing in their next AX version coming out in a couple of months. And then going forward, you know, we are going to really look forward to working with their team in driving home a lot of the features that are important to us. As I mentioned, we've already got ourselves established a global carbon footprint. So some of the key metrics that, you know, we'll be able to measure right out the gate before even the next release of their environmental sustainability part comes into play is going to be power consumption, indirect and direct power consumption, carbon gas emissions, key things that make up that carbon footprint that will, one, help the environment, but two, help you save some money.
And money is obviously something key here.
Well, right now, I'd have to say that we're not doing an abundance of analysis on it, you know, by looking at each initiative sort of on an opportunity by opportunity basis. I think right now what we're trying to focus in on, we've got a baseline that's a result of our sort of carbon footprint, and we're picking low hanging fruit because there's quite honestly quite a bit of it out there that anybody can take advantage of. Over the course of 2008, I think we're going to have all the metrics that we need in place to say, okay, here's how much money we were spending, here's how much we're saving, and here's what our sort of impact to our green initiatives is going to be. I think I would absolutely agree that there is a green component to doing these things, but there's also a smart business reason to do it.
What would it be like trying to do some of the things you've been doing in IT if the company wasn't a company that emphasized the environmental action the way that your company does?
Well, I guess you should look at it from two vantage points. You know, each individual department's leader or employees are going to be, you know, interested in varying levels of where green initiatives or green IT plays a part in their particular company. Certainly for me, you know, it's easy because this is coming from our owner down.
Right.
If that weren't the case, you know, I would most likely, every company today is looking for ways to cut costs and ways to get better and become more efficient. So honestly, I would be approaching it from, you know, this may be environmentally smart, but again, this is just good business sense and common sense in a lot of ways. It's kind of silly when you look at some of the things that you can do that you should be doing anyways. You know, and so from there, I would say that's sort of a starting point. Whether or not the IT group or the leader or CIO is you know, very environmentally aware or not, I think there's just good business sense that needs to be made there. But you can then make good arguments to also help the company say, maybe I should be thinking about some of these things because we've been able to save money, but we're also doing something good. And, you know, from that point, usually I would think you'd pick up some steam and gain momentum.
Well, it sounds like the coming year is going to be pretty busy for you. Then you have the Dynamics stuff coming up, you working on those metrics, working on the carbon footprint. Sounds like you're on a good path here.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got our plates pretty full, but you know, the exciting part for us is that this is a something that we've talked about as a company embracing, and it's exciting and. You know, we believe in it as an entity, and so, hey, when you've got people that believe in it and passionate about it, sky's the limit.